Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobacco, football, and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Bigley.
That's right, it's Jay Binkley time. Binkley, ready to go fight the internet with me? All these guys that are being a-holes to Paige Sporanek on her Instagram DM, saying that she sucks, she thinks she knows everything, she can't play golf. What do you say, man?
Oh, man, whatever, man. If she's sitting across from you at a bar table or something like that, you really saying that?
No, you're going to say, hey, how long you been hot?
You'd be like, how you doing?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
How long has the average person been hot, Jay? I mean, I know you've asked those questions before.
I mean, Carly Ritter's still got it on the news. Bob,
and I know you're the king of good questions.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. You would appreciate this, but you ask them how long you've been hot, because some girls aren't. Like, you can go back to your 10-year reunion, and you're like, whoa, where was that? Where was that in high school? I'm serious. That's what you think about. You're like, wow. You know, how you doing? You know, those kind of things, like, when did you turn hot? Because I think it's a legitimate question, because I think people do turn hot at a certain point.
When did you turn hot, Jay?
1981.
I never have.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, stay.
Never have, Bob.
Well, Binkley, stay hot, because we asked our poll question today. What do you give the Chiefs grade for the first half of the season, A, B, C, or D? What is Jay Binkley? What does Professor Bink Nasty give the Chiefs grade this
hot
year?
Hot Nasty.
I would have to say a B, to be honest with you. I think they're, you know, their ceiling clearly A level, but B only because you didn't have Rashee Rice for six games. I think he does make a difference with this team. I saw a team go to Buffalo, a tough road game, and not one of these teams like the Lions, like the Packers. Like, the Packers sit there and have losses to the Browns and the Panthers. The Chiefs don't have that. Yes, they lost to Buffalo in Buffalo, and they still had a chance at the end of the game, despite how terrible they played, because they played like crap, and they almost had a chance to tie up the game at the end to a team that was playing great football on the road in Buffalo. I'd give them a B, because I think it was incomplete until you get the kind of whole crew back. But these next couple games are going to be tough, obviously. The end of the schedule's gravy for the Chiefs. I really like how this schedule opens up in December, where their only road games are Tennessee and the Raiders. That is a favorable schedule, getting everybody at home and only having those road games. I'd say B at this point, because it was kind of incomplete. You lost Simmons for four games. You didn't have Rice for six games. Worthy was banged up on the first play of the year, but I'd say B.
Jay Binkley with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Denver's obviously the next game coming up. You're already fretting about the Denver Broncos. Why?
Yeah, I think Denver is an interesting team to look at, and I heard you guys talking about it, and I think Dusty brought it up yesterday, that they're winning these close games, like the Chiefs did. Like, it would come down to the end. You know how it was last year. The Chiefs would block a field goal against the Broncos and win the game, or they'd have one doink off the uprights and beat the Panthers. But it didn't matter, because they were still winning. Like, in the grand scheme of things, look, all right, they were still winning those games. That's what bothers me about the Broncos, because even though they're coming back against the Giants in 33 points in the fourth quarter, even though they came back, thankfully, and beat the Texans because of our circuit bets, but they came back and beat the Houston Texans. But the bottom line is they're finding a way to win. And that should scare everybody, because teams out there find ways to lose, like the Raiders against the Jags. They found a way to lose. They consistently find ways to lose. Unfortunately for the Broncos, they do have, obviously, a great defense. The offense, middle of the pack for them. Do I think it could get better? Yes. But the bottom line, we said that with the Chiefs. They were 15th in the NFL in points per game last year. But the bottom line was they were still winning. So a mark of a good football team, even though they play like crap or whatever, they still find a way to win the games. When you look back, you know, at the box scores 10 years from now, you say, well, they won that game. Who cares how they did it? They won the game. That's the scary part about the Broncos to me, is they're finding that way to win instead of lose it like bad teams do.
Yeah, you look at the Chiefs this year, and Mac was saying yesterday his tough Tuesday was Xavier Worthy because of the reports that came out that he was kind of tipping his pitches, per se, with the body language.
Yeah.
What say you when it comes to that? Is that something that if you're Matt Nagy, you go right to Andy Reid's desk the day after you read that and say, we got an issue we need to fix?
Yeah, I think they will. I think this is an easy fix for the Chiefs. I'm sure Andy Reid is working on the bye week, but there's a lot of tells. When you look at offensive linemen, you know, whether they're hands, they used to be, and even Bob, when you played ball, you'd see the offensive lineman on the other side, they'd put that hand down, and if you could see red and not be white, you know, you're either going to run the football. I mean, there's all sorts of tells in football, but that's something easily that I think they can correct with Xavier Worthy. Not too worried about that with the Xavier, to be honest with you, Desi, because I think they can find a way to fix that. I can't believe they admitted it.
Yeah.
I can't believe they said they knew the tell. That was the weirdest thing to me, that they would even admit that and not just, you know, store that in the back of their mind for the playoffs. But that's Buffalo, and that's the crap they do because they don't win in the postseason.
Well, and also, too, I talked to somebody close to the organization yesterday about that, about the telltale sign of Xavier Worthy, and the response was like, really? Who said it? And I told him this Maxwell guy or whatever, you know, he goes, rookie? What does a rookie know? But even still, the end of the conversation that I had was, thank you, Buffalo, for letting us know. Is there anything else you want to tell us about what
Absolutely.
We're doing wrong? Like, that was a dumb move by Buffalo to say that.
No, it was. It was. There's been a lot of dumb moves lately, Bob. I mean, yesterday in the trade deadline, really dumb moves from some teams like Indianapolis. So lots of dumb moves to be had in football, Bob.
All right, let's look at the college football playoff rankings, Jay. They came out yesterday. Kansas State not involved. Missouri in there in the top 25 of this, obviously. You got Ohio State coming in at number one. What was your original kind of thought about seeing the first, I guess you should say, rankings?
First of all, it's kind of like Greg McElroy, who was on the broadcast last night, and he said this, because we've seen these a lot in basketball or college football through the years, and you may have a problem with a certain team ranked a certain way. And I like what he said is, I don't have any problem with these rankings. I thought they were great. And looking at it, I mean, these are the best teams in college football. Yes, Oklahoma is the second team out, and Texas is the first team out. But you can make an argument, it's like, well, you know, they've lost a couple of games. I mean, so do they really deserve to be in the playoffs? They can clearly get there, as this was the first of the six rankings. But I like the rankings, and I love the fact they're seeding the top four, and they're not just giving those to conference champions. You know, so that is a big difference this year from last. You're taking who you perceive as the top four teams, and you're putting them there as the top four before you fill in the rest of the brackets. But I think it's great. Yeah, you can make an argument. Now, they are doing the five best conference champions, so obviously Memphis would get in here if you consider them a playoff team. Now, you can make the argument, is Texas or Oklahoma better than Memphis? That's an argument I'd listen to. But the bottom line is, you have the best of the best in here. And how about the Big 12 getting some respect? I mean, three Big 12 teams are ranked higher than the first ACC team in the college football playoff bracket.
That's crazy, and that's good for the Big 12. Obviously, you want to see that you want to see the local teams kind of, you know, in there and getting the love and doing their thing. So I think a lot of people are, unless you're like an Ohio State fan or an SEC fan, I think the rest of the country is rooting for anybody but a Big 10 team or an SEC team to dominate this thing.
Yeah, and two of these teams, Texas Tech, that's the eighth seed, and BYU, the seventh. You know, they play this weekend. Only two games involved in both teams being ranked this weekend. And BYU and Texas Tech is one of them. That's a fun little Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes game.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. Those two kind of going at it. All right, Jay, enjoy the bye week, my friend, right?
Hey, can I say one thing about Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Okay. they jumped the gun, man. Can't you just wait? Because Daniel Jones had a chance to go to Pittsburgh and play a good team, okay, not a great team, and a decent team, and he threw three interceptions and fumbled twice. Fumbled three times, but lost two fumbles. So Daniel Jones had five turnovers in that game. Yeah, he put up 352 yards, but who did he do it against? Pittsburgh is the number 32 pass defense in the NFL. He has wins over Arizona, Tennessee twice, Miami, and the Raiders. Do you think we want to wait before we say, now maybe he turns out to be great. We don't know. Like, he's got the Chiefs in a couple weeks, but that Indianapolis schedule just now is starting to turn tough. Are we willing to bank the future on a guy that has two wins against the Titans? That's all I say.
Well, that's probably why they juiced up his team around him. Binkley, I also want to give you some information. I don't know how often you shop at Hy-Vee, but Jack's pizzas are $3 a piece right now.
Yeah, I shop there all the time, Des, man. I'm waiting for that Mother's Winter Grind beer to come in because I pretty much call them every day.
You're calling the grocery store asking if they have a beer out?
You have to.
I do. I was talking to Dustin about this last night at the station because he will go in there and buy cases of the beer that he likes, but people do it, man, and they run out of it, man. Once Winter Lager sold out, they don't perpetually keep making this stuff like a Coors Light or a unfiltered wheat. I mean, you got to get in there and get it. So, yeah, I'm waiting for this to come to Hy-Vee, Bob.
So you call the grocery stores? Do they have your number as do not answer when they see it pop up on caller ID?
Yeah, right. That's income.
I hope so. There's also a few liquor stores I will call as well. And the text line always reminds me that, hey, I got this beer, and they brag about it like they always do.
All right, Jay, we appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple hours. Well, I should probably see you in
a couple minutes. He's probably in the parking lot right now. Are you in the parking lot? Please say you're in the parking lot.
No, I'm not in the parking lot.
Okay, good.
I'm still at home, but I'll be there shortly.
We'll see you.
Later, Binkley.
See you, Jay. I found that tweet. Our guy True Green Thumb retweeted it from the guy who said that Daniel Jones is an elite quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Sam Block at the Block Spot, and he said he works for ESPN. I'd never heard of the guy, right? Colts have the best cornerback in football, best running back in football, best line in football, best wide receiver tight end room. They have an elite franchise quarterback. They have an elite head coach. Mm-hmm. Laugh all you want. They're ending the Chiefs dynasty.
Okay. Well, they're a playoff team, and the Chiefs aren't. So congrats to the Colts for winning the regular season in Week 10. By the way, shout out to Justin and Sarah. They are celebrating their 20th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
They live in Tonganoxie, so maybe Ralph can be some help here. And they want to know what they should do for their 20th anniversary dinner.
Oh, wow. Anniversary. That's a big one.
I'm team surprise your wife and be like, hey, honey, I went and got a couple steaks, maybe throw in like a little crab leg if you're into that. Get a little Caesar salad, make that as well. That's my way to do it.
A cooked meal does go a long way.
That way you don't have to mess. It's going to be like 72 degrees today.
But I also have a wife who likes to go out. And
sometimes when you're celebrating 20 years, go do it. So shout out to Justin and Sarah. Happy 20th anniversary.
Text line, give us suggestions on a good 20th anniversary spot, you know, because go somewhere I would say that you haven't been.
Yeah, try something new.
Try something new, just totally different. Like
Max, like triple tippers.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Chili's. Like if you're in Overland Park and you have never been up to the Northland, find a restaurant up there. Or if you live in Lee's Summit and you have not been downtown, find a restaurant there. Explore a new area of town. Go to the west side, you know, of Kansas City's downtown over there. There's some good restaurants over there. There's great spots around. So I'm interested in what people would say for your 20th, you know, wedding anniversary. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
because I got our 20th anniversary coming up in January of our first date. Now, I don't know if that's supposed to be a deal or anything like that, but, you know.
That's cool that you have the date for the first date, though. That's awesome.
It's hanging on my wall in the house.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to Justin and Sarah. Give them some ideas on the text line, 913-586-7965. Where do they celebrate their 20th anniversary?
You'll love that.
Get back to our...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.